GOP Sen. Schmidt, Arctic Frost, a Soviet-style effort to sort of round up political enemies. By Jeff Poor on October 8, 2025. During an appearance on Wednesday's broadcast of Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Senator Eric Schmidt, ARMO, said the so-called Arctic Frost operation under the Biden Department of Justice was a Soviet-style effort to sort of round up political enemies. Schmidt referenced revelations that the Biden FBI spied on a handful of Republican U.S. senators. Walk us through what has taken place here? Host Maria Bartiromo asked. Schmidt replied, "Well, I think it's important, Maria, to kind of walk through how we even got to Arctic Frost, and what it means in sort of the continuum of this corruption. So you've got, in 2016, Hillary Clinton working with a Soros organization to create this fake story. A fake story that Russia somehow was preferring President Trump or some sort of Russian asset. They then feed that to the intelligence agencies. And you've got the Steele dossier that then becomes something that Barack Obama uses to spy on President Trump when he was a candidate. President Trump wins. They can't believe it. They keep this thing going. They knew it was fake. They laundered this thing. And then it becomes part of this effort to sort of sideline a presidency in 2016 to 2020. Then you've got the FBI. Of course, these deep state are still involved pre-bunking the Hunter Biden laptop story. So the American people don't know about that kind of corruption. Then Biden gets in, and 3 days later, they begin this vast censorship enterprise. I talk about in my book, and we've talked about on your show before. They also then, as part of this Arctic Frost, start spying on United States senators. They go after organizations like the one I was on at the time. The Republican Attorneys General Association, the Republican Governors Association, Turning Point, conservatives. This was a Soviet-style effort to sort of round up political enemies, he continued. Then, of course, President Trump announces in 2022 that he's running for president again. And then at that point, it's all hands on deck. Fani Willis's chief deputy meets with White House counsel. Alvin Bragg hires the number three person of the DOJ. Jack Smith, the henchman himself, is brought on to go after and get Trump. And they tried to bankrupt him and put him in jail for the rest of his life. That's the story. And so, this thing has been going on for the better part of a decade. We continue to learn more, but it really is shocking. Maria, I know that, like in this 24-hour news cycle, sometimes we can get numb to this stuff. We've never seen anything like this. There's never been anything like this in the history of the country. This weaponization of the Department of Justice and government after their political foes. The people that they called deplorables, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama calls them bitter clingers. Joe Biden calls them trash. It wasn't just about Trump. It was mostly about Trump, but then it's about Republicans and half the country. So there has to be some real accountability. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.